Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
It was a sketchy day yesterday.
It was just like that,
too. It was sketchy.
Oh, did you have a hot George Clooney-looking doctor?
It's a good-looking dude. Shout out Dr. Mueller.
Big Al Mack had surgery yesterday. Big time surgery.
And you know,
45-minute scope surgery.
45-minute knee scope.
Dude, I'm going to tell you, first of all, walking into your doctor's office or surgery center with your girlfriend who's a doctor kind of gives you a little bit of confidence.
So Dr. Girlfriend took you to the doctor?
She actually took me to the doctor. She got done with whatever she was doing and had a couple of hours where she could get away. So,
oh, cool.
Great.
You know, I kind of felt like I was walking into court with a really good lawyer.
All right.
You know, like,
but she wasn't performing anything.
No, you're going to step your game up, I would assume, if you see somebody over there across from you that's got the scrubs and, you know.
Uh-huh. Well, I think the doctor that
she was in her outfit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
My dental technicians were scrubs.
I said, bring the stethoscope, bring the black bag, bring it all.
She wore everything.
I mean, I don't know if you know this, Al, but anybody could buy scrubs.
Oh. Yeah, I do know that.
Anybody could go buy
scrubs. So there was a little situation that happened when you sat down to have surgery, right?
We walk into the doctor, to the surgery center to fill out the paperwork, and I noticed that, like the, what do you call them, the canister lights, the lights in the ceiling, like every other one was on and the rest of them were out. Like there was a limited number of lightings, very dark.
Oh, maybe they're a green hospital, saving some money.
Yeah, or maybe they just couldn't afford like the whole electric bill.
Hope not. But I looked in the waiting room and there were people there, so they were, you know, obviously open. So the lady told me, well, we're kind of having a little situation. There's been a storm and our power's out.
All right.
And I'm like, I think you need power to do, I'm not sure. This is my first round in surgery.
Yeah, you need a knife and some tools.
I know you need that little machine over there that goes blip, blip, and some other stuff.
That heart monitor thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they said, well, we have emergency generators. I said, you should have told me. I could have brought mine. You know, I want to make sure nothing. So they said, well, just fill out the paperwork and we'll see what happens. Okay. Time went on. And the power came back on and then it went back off.
Ooh.
So
then I become less trusted.
Did you think about leaving the hospital when this was going on?
Rescheduling.
When I first walked in, I'm like, oh, wow. I felt like a little kid when you're scheduled for a test and your teacher doesn't show up or something. You know, like, I think I'm getting out of it today.
But Al, you'd already gone since the night before without a drop of water to drink.
Or
I just want to get it over
and
with.
And all of that would have been for waste.
Yeah.
For not. So, they said, just come on in and we'll see what happens. All right. Let's just see what happens. Let's just see what happens with surgery. So take me to the room and sit on the bed. And again, keep in mind, I've never done this before. I mean, I've been to the doctor.
Yeah.
I've never been in a hospital where I was the patient. All right. So they take me in and people
you got
come
put
in
to sleep, basically.
The people come in for paperwork and they ask you this and they ask you that. And they've got a different piece of paper you sign for your socks and just everything. Everything has a piece of paper that you have to sign. So I get all of that done.
It's called signing your life away.
Then it's just time to wait. She goes, you want to watch TV? Oops, sorry, my bad. There's no power. You can't watch TV. So I'm just sitting there. My girlfriend's there. We're just talking. And so.
Is she trying to make you sign paperwork, like a will or something?
No, I told her. I was like, tell me a joke. You know, just to help the time pass. I'm waiting for over an hour to get even the word on whether the surgery is going to happen. So finally the power comes back on. And I'm like, uh-oh.
Game time.
It's old now. And then about 5 minutes later, somebody comes in. Yep, it's that time. I'm like, oh.
So when they laid you down, now, how many breaths did you take before you were out cold?
Three, basically.
Three, okay, that's normal.
You know, I've got the IV hooked up to me. I've got all this other stuff. I don't know what's in an IV or what. I don't know what all this stuff.
Drugs. Doesn't matter.
Yeah. And so the anesthesiologist comes in, and they
give
you.
Was it that guy? Was it the one I dated?
It was a girl.
Okay, good.
So she comes in.
Was it Genesex?
She gives me a shot. I mean, not a shot, but into the port thing that's already in my arm. And she goes, this is just the pre-shot so that I can give you other shots. I'm like, I mean, you know. So anyway, they give you all this. And I'm like, well, I don't feel sleepy at all. And so then they wheel me into the room.
The room.
Yeah, can we get to you waking up?
Yeah,
I'm just taking you through.
Yeah, we're fine.
Can we get can we just hear you?
This was
Here's
an experience for me.
I know. You went to sleep.
Okay. Did anything happen before you went to
sleep?
She
put this little thing over my nose, and she goes, take 3 deep breaths.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
This is a real-time play-by-play.
The most helpless feeling, because I've had a few surgeries, is when you're on the hospital bed and they're wheeling you down the hall.
Yeah, because there's nothing
that
you can
do. That is when you feel the most vulnerable. It's not when you get... I don't know what it is about being wheeled. I get a little motion sick.
Do you know I had to get myself, when I got my boobs, I had to get myself on... I already had the IV and everything on that skinny table that I barely fit on. Yeah. And they Velcroed my arms down.
Yeah.
You're still awake?
So I thought they knocked you out before they moved your whole body.
They do.
So I was like still awake as they were doing that. I'm like, wait, can you put me to sleep and will you not take my eyes closed? I was worried they were going to take my eyes closed.
Oh my
do
gosh.
They?
But yeah.
Because it's creepy if your eyes are open during surgery. It's just weird. So that sometimes they'll just take them shut.
I found out after my boob job. They sit you up so they can make sure they're even.
Can you imagine how you look with my tongue out?
All right, back to Al's knee
sitting
job.
Sitting up with my boobies being
okay.
Sorry.
And I had heard through the grapevine that they take your drawers off under the smock, while if you don't take them off, they might take them off for you. And I'm like, what? So that was one of my last thoughts. Now, I take my 3 deep breaths. I'm out. The last thing I remember seeing were the two ladies, the anesthesiologists, saying take 3 deep breaths.
Okay.
The next image I saw was our production video guy, Nick, with a tape recorder in my face.
Nick is in the studio with us.
Hello, Nick. Thanks for going. How was it?
This was a trip. This
what kind
was
of
really
was
exciting.
In?
And I have no idea how long Nick was in there before I saw him.
Just about a minute or so.
Okay, all right.
And so I walk in, Al's in the recovery room. There's maybe 10, 12 beds with just bed sheets in between, sectioning them off. It's freezing cold in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I walk walk in the room, and I just see Big Al laying there, like, naked.
Was he naked?
Half covered, a nipple showing.
Yeah, I got the smock is, down.
Plopped on the table.
Like sexy, like he posed himself,
The smock is down like a tube top.
Yeah.
So you turn that recorder on right away.
I flipped that recorder on in this first cut, JC, is the first thing I heard when Al was talking to the nurse. And I didn't know what they were talking about at first, and then... Then I understood.
Al really wanted one thing when he woke up.
So what would you like to drink? Water, maybe a Sprite? What would you like?
I'd like a vodka Red Bull, please.
Oh, darn. You ran out of that. So, Sprite?
Vodka Sprite would be good.
Jeez.
I don't remember it.
That's the first thing you want when you wake up? You want vodka Red Bull?
I must have been asleep, because I normally order sugar-free Red Bull.
Yeah.
So I had to have been asleep.
You wanted to wake up, I guess.
You had been dieting all day.
Did the nurse look annoyed at Nick?
No, you could tell that these were kind of questions that she gets asked a lot.
Okay.
She just kind of, she just shrugged it off and just played along for a second. And this was before Al hadn't even had, pain pill. They gave him a few pain pills while we were sitting there. So this is straight out of anesthesia.
Oh, this is great.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Al.
Okay, what's next? I can't wait.
Okay, first one, I don't remember at all. So
okay.
What's next?
What's next?
I'm a listener, too, now.
Do you remember singing, Al? Oh, Al was doing a little bit of singing.
Oh, gosh. He has to do karaoke.
Oh, my.
Come a little closer. Come a little closer. Come a little closer. Come a little closer. My eyes. Are the only things that don't want to take off for you.
Got the words right. Oh, okay. Little Blake.
Okay, all right. So, remember that? You want vodka and Blake Shelton.
I think after Nick left, I found myself singing God Bless America. I do remember that.
That's
I don't
weird.
Think Nick got
I,
that.
I wasn't there
Nick,
for that.
Nick, you didn't sing for the encore?
I guess not.
God Bless America. I was singing a whole song, too.
Now,
I don't know. No idea.
Apparently, when you come out of an operation, you're very honest.
Yeah,
you're going to be very honest, and I'm interested to hear the answer to this because Nick asked you a question about
squirrels.
is Big Al Mack enjoying the squirrel comedy on the show?
Well, don't tell JC, but I hit a squirrel yesterday.
Wow!
Did you really, Al?
I guess I did. I don't know. I guess I did. Sorry.
You killed a squirrel.
You don't remember if you hit a squirrel or not?
Sorry, JC.
You weren't drugged when you hit a squirrel?
It sounds familiar. It feels familiar.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
should
we
go check your tires?
Not wanting to tell JC. Sorry, dog. I killed one of your little brothers. One of your children.
Wow.
All right, maybe I just maimed him. Yeah.
Well, that's even worse.
Yeah, that is worse.
At least in pain?
Sorry, dog.
Next question Nick asked Big Al Mac.
Uh-oh. This is getting serious.
Hey, Big Al, do you think you and Kelly Raspberry...
I knew it was coming.
...will ever hook up?
I knew it.
Kelly is my girl. Ouch. Kelly wants me. But she can't do anything about it because... Well, you know, the obvious.
What's the obvious?
What's the obvious, Al?
Did you at any point talk about your girlfriend?
Dr. X.
Right.
So, Nick, so far, Al requested Red Bull vodka.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Then he sang some Blake Shelton.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Then he admitted to hitting a squirrel the day before and said that Kelly wants him because,
obviously.
You know.
For obvious reasons.
For obvious reasons.
Okay.
And that they haven't hooked up because, you know.
So if you're just tuning in, this is me post-op yesterday.
Anesthesia.
And with anesthesia full on just after knee surgery. And Nick is in the room with me asking me questions.
Is everybody laughing in there, Nick?
You can see a nurse walk by, check his monitors and stuff, and they'll kind of shrug and stuff. And like you said, they all listen. So they
right.
knew.
I mean, yeah.
They knew. When I was walking down the hall, they said, he's feeling good right now. You got your recorder ready?
Yes, ma'am. I told him he was coming.
It.
I told him he was coming.
Now, we've heard the events that took place from sober Al.
Mm-hmm.
But we haven't heard it from drugged Al. Al, why did you need surgery?
I got shot. No, I was in my back. I was running against Jenna.
All right.
I was running against Jenna.
So wait, he was making a joke, and then he changed. You knew.
That might be what it was.
I may
be starting to get a little bit of coherency.
Because this is how you sustained this injury, was in the NFL combine.
I didn't tell somebody if it was a 100-yard dash. I don't know where I got that from. It was 40, a 40-yard dash. Yeah.
There's no way Al could make it 100 yards.
100. Would have blown out.
Yeah, right.
Now, Al's always saying he was born in Compton all the time. So we had to ask him a simple question. Where were you born, Al?
I was born a poor black child. Right. Right.
What city?
Right.
I was born in Playa del Carmen. No. Was I born in Playa del Carmen?
Second life.
All right.
I think I'm half and half now.
Did you think born was bar?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Surprised I didn't say I was born by the river.
All right. And so far, we've asked Al 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 questions.
Okay.
And still no mention of the woman in his life.
Nobody asked him.
Nobody asked.
Was she sitting there?
No,
she's
she was
gone.
Not there?
She was only there for like
for the drop off.
Yeah,
she had to get back to work. But I mean,
I'm asked and answered, dude.
Now, if you have ever been part of Drunk News, there is revenge.
Mm-mm.
Well, yeah,
for
so
you.
Drunk News when Al
went out on the streets,
interviews
and
really drunk people, and has them read news headlines, and then we all guess what their BAC is, right?
Right, yeah. Right.
We get a lot of our drunk audio from that.
I do remember Nick giving me a piece of paper and asking me to read some stuff. I do remember that. Vaguely.
Right.
I could not tell you one word. It was on that piece of paper.
Well, the tables have turned, Big Al.
Okay.
It's time for Big Al to do drug news.
Prosthetic leg of singing Vietnam vet. Stolen by football fan.
That's the headline.
According to multiple reports, an Eagles fan stole a prosthetic leg from a Vietnam veteran musician who frequently plays before football games at Lincoln Full Field Financial.
What else?
Thought you tricked me up there, Nick. Squirrel, squirrel, squirrel.
Squirrel,
okay.
Squirrel!
Sonny Forrest Jr. takes his leg off when it becomes uncomfortable. She snatched my leg, Forrest said, and ran. Fans were posting photos of the alleged perpetrator, but many of those have since been taken down.
You're coming out good now.
The leg was found a few hours later. No, a few hours after the game by a subway driver.
See?
Police are still investigating.
You read better when you're drugged.
I think I did pretty doggone. I'm not even, like, woozy.
Not yet, see?
And Al's out.
Yeah, there you go.
So the real story was the guy that got his leg stolen outside the Philadelphia Eagles game.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right.
And some
chick ran
off.
It's funny that you could hear you coming out. You could hear it happen.
Yeah.
How long did it take for Big Al to go from not noticing what was going on to pretty
maybe about 7 or 8 minutes or so.
Yeah. Not bad, Al.
Yeah. Quick.
Yeah,
when you come up, you're still kind of woozy, but you know, I mean, people know this. People have surgery all the time. Shoot, Shannon had brain surgery, but you know, when you come up, you're just all of a sudden you're not drunk
anymore. Yeah,
you're just wait. So
you're doing good, Al.
It's a success. Yes, iced up and elevated.
How many
baby.
Stitches?
I don't know. I've got one little bandage over here and one little bandage over here. I'm not sure. I didn't ask because I couldn't even see it when they
probably just a couple little ones.
Yeah.
If anything.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but, you know, let me tell it.
Can we look
tomorrow,
at
this weekend at the bar, 48. 48 stitches from my knee down to my ankle bone.
Well, Nick, thank you for recording out when
you,
he's
Nick.
Drugged.
Sure, anytime.
Well,
anybody have surgery anytime soon?
Nope.
You're the go-to guy.
I can schedule something.
Yeah, I mean, I'll do something. Anything for the show.
Well, Jenna needs new boobs.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Oh, yes, it's time to give up to $1,000 away.
Yep.
Now, how do you get that full $1,000, Big Al, Mac?
Well, hopefully you registered at kidnation.com.
No.
Wrong contest. We're going to call out to...
Why would you go to the drugged up one?
Right?
Because I felt like he was on a roll today.
Yeah. We're going to call out two initials. And when we do, if those are your two initials on your legal ID, frontwards, backwards, doesn't matter. If those are your two initials, then you give us a call. The 13th caller will win $500 automatically.
That's only $500, Al.
That could increase up to $1,000, right, Kelly?
Yeah, if they went on social media anywhere. Uh-huh. I don't care at this point. Just call
Twitter,
text
Instagram,
somebody.
Facebook. No, social media.
It's free money for Kid Nation, and we'll double it to 1,000. You have to do it within the 24-hour period preceding the contest. So it's too late for right now, but...
Yeah, but you could get started for tomorrow.
Get started for tomorrow.
And it's $500. Just do it. We're doing it this week.
Maybe 1,000.
We're getting the initials this week by playing darts. And in order to get somebody to throw these darts, we're going to spin our handy-dandy wheel that always lands on Kelly Raspberry.
I know.
It seems to, doesn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And right. Mike has spun it.
Maybe they switched the letters up today.
Maybe. W. Kelly.
It is
Jenna!
Oh, it's Jenna today.
Oh, nice.
I'm really bad with darts.
I thought I was too, like, but maybe I got them yesterday.
I mean, everyone should leave the room.
Well, I'm going to sit way over here.
Well, then. We're behind you, so if you throw it behind you, then
you really are bad.
Yeah. All right, what's the trick to the dart throwing?
Just aim and throw
aim and
it.
Throw.
Shot first, I think I get better.
There's your trick.
Oh, so I have to, so the mic.
Mike, I got to stand back
for
you.
To the mic. Have you
right here, Jason. Okay. You don't need your buds. There you go. You got one.
Yeah.
Wait.
What letter is it?
No, it didn't pop.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, it flew down here.
It bounced off.
No, the dart hit a balloon and it didn't pop.
Come on, throw a little harder.
Oh, there you go. That one worked.
Yeah, hold up.
Gosh, even balloons reject me.
First initial is R.
R.
As in...
Okay,
wait, no, he's got to put the R back up.
Oh, my bad.
Oh, boy, don't hit him. I know his head looks like a balloon, but it's not. That's always a good letter in Wheel of Fortune. They always, you know, they even give you the R.
Yes, R-S-T-L-N-E, is that what you said?
Yep. Uh-huh.
Restylane.
All right, first initial R. Okay.
Boom.
You got R again, I think.
I think you did.
R-R.
Double R's.
Ryan
double
Reynolds.
R's.
Ryan
that's
Reynolds.
Right.
Okay, R-R.
So R-R. If your initials legally are R,
R-R-R.
Be caller 13 at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT. And you're $500.
R-R.
Hopefully double to 1,000 if you did free money for Kid Nation.
Robert Redford.
Rachel Ray.
Richard Rawlins.
Wow, y'all are good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Robin Roberts.
Ray Rice.
There you go.
Maybe. Oh, don't throw Ray Rice
sorry,
in here,
okay,
Jenna.
I just thought of it. It was RR.
Speaking of D-bags.
Ray Romano.
Speaking of, yeah.
Go with that.
All right, speaking of.
Sorry about the Ray Rice one. Speaking of D-bags.
Executive producer Mikey is here.
We found this thing on the internet this morning. It was really cool. So have you ever heard of the real estate blog Estately?
Estately, yeah.
So they came up with the top U.S. cities for D-bags.
All right.
How do you do that?
I'll tell you.
What criteria?
They actually found out the most common music group, drink, scent, clothing, most popular actor, artist, TV personality. They compiled the perfect.
So this could ruin somebody's career.
But is it subjective? Or
no.
Is it just like people, they took a poll?
They like have statistics and everything.
Okay.
If you like these things, you are a
Yeah, so
a
what do you think the most popular music group amongst D-bags is?
Nickelback.
It's got to be Nickelback.
It actually is.
Nickelback or Creed, yeah.
It's Nickelback.
Yeah.
The most popular drink amongst D-bags.
See, that's a tough one.
Oh, the D-bag drink.
I'm going to offend all of my customers that drink.
Daniels.
Nope.
No. I would go with beer.
Nope.
No.
Oh, wow.
Is it
not
a shot
liquor.
Or a drink?
It's not liquor. No.
Oh, not liquor.
Mountain Dew.
Nope.
Oh. So like margarita or something?
Nope. That's think energy.
Liquor. Oh, Red Bull?
Oh.
No.
Nope.
Monster.
Monster drink.
No way.
So that was the most popular amongst D-bags.
Yeah, look, I love that we're thinking booze.
Yeah, yeah, we went straight to booze.
What are D-bags' favorite scent?
Axe body spray.
That is correct.
It is?
Yeah. What about favorite most popular clothing?
Affliction?
Hardy.
Nope. Ed Hardy.
Ed Hardy.
What about actor?
Nicolas Cage.
Nope. No.
Not Nicolas Cage. Okay.
Keanu Reeves.
Nope. Who?
The Rock.
Not The Rock.
Who's
but
the guy
close.
That getting in
John
fights?
Cena?
No.
Vin Diesel.
Oh, no.
The most popular actor amongst D-bags.
Poor Vin Diesel.
He's a wrestler of
okay,
some
so this
sorry
is the criteria.
Nick Cage and Keanu.
This is the criteria that compiles, well, D-bags.
And they said, and they based this on men having these as their interests on Facebook.
Okay.
Who was their favorite pop artist, D-bags?
Pop artist.
Well,
Bieber?
Is that male or female?
Male.
Bieber?
Nope.
No,
dudes don't like Justin
Eminem.
Bieber.
Nope.
No, can't be Eminem. He's cool.
Male pop artist.
Black or white?
Black.
Black pop artist.
Male.
Male.
Oh, Jay-Z?
Nope.
Chris Brown.
Okay.
Breezy.
What about favorite TV personality?
TV personality?
I'll tell you, it's on Comedy Central.
Oh, Tosh?
Tosh.0.
I like Tosh.
How many of these do you...
I just have Tosh.
Just like three more. D-bags, their favorite hobby?
Chicks.
Mudden.
Nope.
Mudden.
No. Mudden.
Those rednecks, man.
Mudden. Chicks.
Nope.
Wait a minute.
Shooting guns?
Nope.
No, lifting, working out.
No, but kind of close, maybe.
Hitting the
CrossFit.
Gym, drinking protein.
Kind of close. No.
Zumba.
No.
It's
mixed martial arts.
Oh, okay. MMA.
Yeah, duh.
Okay.
Okay, so fitness.
What is D-bag? What are D-bag's favorite electronics device?
Xbox.
Duh.
No, no.
I better not be PlayStation.
I don't want to say because I don't want to offend some provider.
iPad.
No.
Anything?
No.
Right.
It's annoying when you see people that have this.
A flip phone?
No.
A beeper.
No.
What's annoying? Bluetooth.
Bluetooth.
Oh, the Bluetooth in the ear.
And the last one, according to Estately's results of finding out what D-bag's interests are on Facebook, the most D-bag comedian would be?
Dan Cook.
Yes.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. What's the most D-bag city?
Well, the top five are Corpus Christi, Texas, coming in number five.
What?
No, I love Corpus.
Aurora, Colorado.
Aurora? Oh, that's, yeah.
San Antonio, Texas.
No.
No.
El Paso, Texas.
No.
Laredo, Texas.
No.
Is this in the whole country?
This is the whole country.
And Texas has four?
Four out of the top five.
I don't know
what
if
about,
I agree.
Like, Vegas natives?
Yeah, right?
Number six is Glendale, Arizona. Seven, Colorado Springs. Seven, Milwaukee, or eight, Milwaukee. Nine, Toledo. And 10, Norfolk.
Really?
Yeah.
No LA, no suburb.
They're on the list, but they're not in the top 10.
Then again, some of this is subjective because you might love some of those things as a girl and guy, and you're a perfect douche.
Wow. Well, there you go. I don't know if I agree with the list of cities.
So if you're dating a guy and those are his favorite things,
oh man.
Guess what? You're moving to Laredo.
I don't know about that one.
I don't either.
All right, looks like we do have an Ara. Rachel, what is your last name?
Rimmer.
Rachel Rimmer.
Oh, I think that's an RR.
It is.
It is an RR.
Well, well Rachel, you have just won $500.
Yay, hey, Rachel Rimmer.
Shut up.
You shut up.
But
I'm
are we
so
gonna?
Excited.
Are we gonna? But Rachel Rimmer, are we gonna be able to make it 1,000? Did you post?
No.
Oh, oh Rachel.
Okay, Rachel Rimmer, what's your excuse?
I'm really never on social media anymore.
You had it right there on the rim, Rachel Rimmer, and you couldn't tip it in.
Twitter, I really am not on Facebook. I don't do any of that.
That's okay. You know what? But you listen to us.
That's all that matters.
And that's what matters the most, and you won $500.
What city are you in, just by curiosity?
Do what?
Just what city are you in?
Where are you calling?
What city am I
in? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shreveport.
There you go.
Didn't make the list.
Wonderful.
All right, well, what are you going to spend the $500 on?
Probably my kids. They're the one that made me turn it up whenever you hit first R.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
You're right.
So excited.
Yeah, give it to the little
Very
river.
Nice.
Since your initials are RR, do you get excited when you see railroad crossing signs?
Yes, actually. I love my initials.
Well, Rachel, enjoy your $500, okay?
Way to go, Rachel.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You know, I think we're going to have to
do. What?
We're going to have to up the amount. Posting it on social media. We have all these $500 just sitting there, just piling up.
Yeah, Kelly.
That we're not giving away.
George,
how
can
much
we
is
do
it going to take?
Do you want me to talk to the bosses today?
George, talk to the bosses and see
George
what we're about
yes.
to do he with, just, yeah.
Because
yeah,
George, how many times have we played this? It's been at least 2 weeks.
We have enough money to make it a little bit.
We're building up thousands of dollars now
that's
just sitting there.
A lot of people think that there's no way I'm going to win. There's so many
you
initial
will.
Combinations, but it's so possible.
Have
and
a
I
positive
know
attitude.
That people are doing it because they tag me when they do it. And I'm not going to tell people not to do it anymore. No. Then they just do it more.
George
but, you know, I know
said,
people
okay.
are doing it. It's yeah. just not the people's
Let's
initials were
do
calling.
Something with the money.
It's making the Christmas party way better, though.
I think we should just incentivize people, and that when we do have a winner,
yeah.
it's going to be ginormous.
Sounds good to me.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Good news. We're giving away a trip to Live in the Vineyard. It's
yeah.
a three-day event in Napa Valley that consists of a private and exclusive winner-only acoustic concert from Train. Or maybe you're more into that bass, no treble. Mm. Megan Trainor will be there too. Echo Smith, Ingrid Michaelson, and many more.
Yeah, this is a cool trip. It includes round-trip airfare for two on Southwest Airlines, three-night stay at the Napa River Inn, two nights of performances from these great artists,
yeah.
access to the grand wine tasting,
mm.
and you're going to get into this very intimate performance with food and wine tasting at Sutter Home with Matt Carney.
I'm pretty sure I went to that one.
You did?
Yeah. I didn't go to, what was the other one? The other one that you mentioned. I thought you mentioned another one.
Okay, yeah, and then you're
Thanks,
also going
to... I appreciate it.
One more cool thing
as
to
a,
add on.
That added to that, didn't
as
it?
As an added bonus, yeah. Big Al will not be your tour guide.
Yeah, he's not going to be there.
No.
But it's really fun, though. And
Jenna's not finished.
Oh. Yeah, we still got to...
They're all beautiful.
It's really but. Not that I care as much. It's more, I think we're supposed to say everything the winner gets.
Well, sure. We want to let them know what they're winning.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And to top it all off, you get this winner's brunch with this health and wellness guru, Joy Bauer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So to wrap everything up at the end. And you can enter once per day, but the bidding and registration is going to end at 7 Central Friday night, this Friday. And so you can enter to win this free trip every single day, but we also have a bonus trip online that you can bid on.
Yeah.
And this is something we're doing for kids' kids, and every dollar for that trip is going to go straight to kids' kids. So visit KidNation.com to sign up for the free trip every day
Very
or
cool.
bid on this other one.
Napa Valley is super romantic.
Yeah, it really is. It wasn't anything that I, you know, sought out to do, but once I got there, I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like Kelly said, it's great for couples.
It's not even on Al's bucket list.
But it was
And
cool.
he's already been there.
He's already been.
You'll go there, Kelly.
It was
if
a
I,
wedding.
If I get the guy, I will.
It was for a wedding, and the girl did the entire wedding online. Like, she did the
join,
I mean, without going. Yeah.
Join Kelly's book club at KidNation.com. Get the guy.
It's the most loosey-goosey book club you'll ever be a part of.
Is
we don't have required
No meetings.
Passages.
Is there a sequel to it called Lost the Guy?
I don't No, that's no, negative
I'm just
thinking.
I was wondering.
Don't be don't spreading your stinking thinking, JC.
Well, I had a cool sit-down interview with one of the biggest artists in the country right now. Or maybe in the world.
Yeah.
This guy right here, Sam Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I first heard him a few months, maybe like a year ago, I thought it was a brother.
I was going to say, did you have any idea he wasn't a white dude?
Yeah, I knew exactly what he looked like. I did some research and stuff, and I've seen him on TV in the
sure,
past.
Right,
but when
right,
he first
right.
came out, his voice is just so soulful and full.
It's incredible, yeah.
And I was a little nervous, you know, because...
When someone's that talented,
He takes his art very seriously.
No, it's intimidating. Yeah, he is. You never know the mood he's going to be in, because when they're just huge star, really busy.
Yeah.
I get it. Yeah, you're nervous.
And he had gotten in a little bit of trouble the night before I interviewed him.
Trouble?
He had a little bit of... He was supposed to... He couldn't make it out to see his fans because he was really tired. And he was. He looked like he had been on the road for a while.
Yeah.
And...
So
he said he wasn't feeling well, and he didn't go out to meet some fans. And then he ended up randomly singing karaoke at a bar in Nashville.
He felt good enough to sing karaoke.
Right. And it could have been one of those things where he wasn't feeling good, and then he's like, his friends said, come on, let's just go have one drink. And then it turned into a big night. So I didn't know how he was going to react to our interview. So I decided to write an intro for him using my two favorite singles of his and the name of his album. Hoping that it would go over well.
Okay.
All right.
Let's see how it goes. I know I'm not the only one who wishes he would stay with me, but he's got to go perform, so I'll be alone in the lonely hour.
Oh, nice. I like
Sam Smith, everybody.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Now you intro me.
What?
No, just kidding.
Oh, no. Thank God. Sorry.
Sam Smith, is it true? I want to get right into this. Because
straight in.
Did you really flunk French class?
Yes, really bad.
I feel like you would be a very Frenchy kind of guy.
No, very bad. I got a full F.
What happened?
It's really bad. I shouldn't say this, but my mum kind of said to me, I was really good in school.
Right.
But I wasn't very good at French, and I never was. And when it got to my GCSEs, my mum said, you can have one off, in a way. Like, she said, I don't mind if you don't do very well on one of them. And so I didn't. I put no effort in, if I'm honest, in the exam. I just went in, and I knew that I would fail it.
So you just basically wrote all the French words you knew.
Yes.
And got an F.
Yeah, I actually did. I actually put j'adore, dot, dot, and then listed all the French words I knew. I didn't even answer the question.
Do you remember those words at all?
I think I remember one, like, un couchant. Do you know what that means?
No, what's that mean?
That's a pig.
That's odd.
On bâton de corps.
Uh-huh.
That is a glue stick.
A glue stick?
Yeah.
What would you need glue sticks for in France?
I don't know.
I don't think they glue stuff over there. I don't think they do that. You also say you're very OCD.
I am a little bit, yeah.
You go and turn off all the faucets around the house.
Yes, I do.
What other OCD things you do? Because we do a bit called Does That Make Me Crazy? And a lot of things turn out to be very OCD type stuff.
It's actually not too bad. I just, before I leave hotels, I just make sure taps aren't on and stuff like that.
I have to
check like four times though.
Yeah.
That there's a certain number.
So if I was a really bad friend, I would just follow you around and keep turning them on.
Yes, you'd be my worst enemy. Yeah,
I would be. It's good to know that you're not super perfect, because listening to your voice, it's like, oh, this guy's like the perfect dude. Oh,
thank you.
What is your worst habit?
Gosh, bite my nails.
You bite your nails too?
Really bad. Do you?
Oh yeah, I bite my nails and I use them to floss.
Ew.
That's disgusting.
I know. Yeah. I know. But Sam, here's the thing. But I never get in trouble at the dentist.
Yeah, it's great.
Because
I'm
always like,
teeth.
You floss. And I'm like, no, but it's
you save money, I guess.
I guess I do save money, and I don't get in trouble with the dentist.
Exactly.
Which is always a good thing.
Yeah, it's a win-win situation.
Yeah. What do you like to do on your off time? Because I know you're finishing off the U.S. tour.
I don't know what I do know. I basically just chill. I like to go and eat good food, be with good people, and just enjoy myself. That's it, really.
I love that I saw that you went and sang karaoke.
Yes, I did.
I love that.
I got in trouble for that.
I know you kind of did, but who cares? Sometimes you got to have fun.
There's a bigger story to it, but yeah.
Do you feel like you have a lot of pressure when you go sing karaoke? Because you're basically performing.
I hate karaoke. I absolutely hate karaoke. And that night, I actually was on my way back home to sleep. And then our bus was delayed, so I went into the karaoke bar. I got dragged in by my friends. And next thing I knew, I was on stage singing karaoke.
What's your go-to song?
I don't know. September by Earth, Wind & Fire is kind of what I picked, but I actually hate karaoke. I'm still shocked to myself that I did it.
I feel like you would like it a lot since you're a
performer. No, I don't.
You don't have enough room in there?
I don't think, if you're good, I don't think you should do karaoke. But I put all my friends up on stage with me. I didn't do it alone.
Right. Did anybody sing your song up there while you were there?
No.
Everybody would try to show off.
They didn't, no.
Do you want to play a game, Sam Smith?
Yes, play.
I know you're busy. We're going to play a game called Sam I Am or Sam I Don't.
Okay.
So I ask you the question, you say yeah or no, basically.
Okay, cool.
That's just the easy version of it.
Or not.
Sam I am or Sam I don't. I've gone skinny dipping or streaking.
JC.
Oh, do I say which one I've done?
Either one.
Sam I am. I've
Stop
the interview,
Shannon.
Yeah.
Dude, that's
wait.
What?
Okay, we got to
judgy people.
This is so
judgy.
Flawed.
Sam I am.
Sam I am or Sam I don't. Don't go together.
How about Sam right. I am and or Sam I'm
it's
not.
It's about things he's
I
done.
I am not.
And then you
have
give
you
him
done
two,
it?
And then
or
he gives
Sam
you two
does
things.
Or Sam don't.
Right.
Yeah.
Sam does or don't. Or
and
am
then
or am not.
Two things. Like he's like, am I supposed to choose one?
No. It's things you
just
have
because
done.
It makes sense
so
to you doesn't
Sam I am or Sam I don't. Do you do it or do you not do
okay,
it?
Okay, things I've
so
done
wait,
or things
I
have
Sam
done.
Sam I do or Sam I don't.
Yeah.
Because the book's not Sam I do, it's Sam I am.
Or Sam
what's
I
the opposite
am,
of am?
Ain't.
Am not.
Sam I'm not.
Ain't.
Yeah.
Sam
so,
I ain't.
Sam I am, Sam I ain't.
Well, I'm sorry, I just came up with it while I was interviewing him.
You're right.
I'm in the middle of
you're
a four-minute
right,
interview.
I was sitting in my house
yeah,
watching
what were you
TV.
Doing,
I was sitting out watching TV rubbing my knee. So
rubbing
you know.
Your dang knee what you were doing.
You were just
saying.
Trying to kill time.
No, I just I wanted to play
two
a fun
options.
Game.
Why'd you give him two options?
What were the two options? Can we
Sam,
go back?
Sam, I can.
Well, I figured,
or Sam, I don't really feel like it.
I feel like if you've gone streaking or if you've gone streaking, you've probably jumped into a pool naked. So I said one of the two so I could get one of the two. You know, it's fun.
Okay, you guys, so you guys what's want, he supposed to? He's supposed to.
Sam, I streak or Sam, I work.
You guys are looking way too deep into this.
No, no, I'm
Sam
saying how
didn't
is he
get
supposed
it either.
To answer it?
I know he didn't get it.
So if you give him two options, is he supposed to answer both?
They don't
I
have to be opposite.
It could be either one. So if he did one of those two, he says, Sam, I am.
Okay.
I went streaking or I went skinny dipping.
How do you know which one he did?
Then you. That's where you get him to say yes, and then you ask him.
Okay.
Which one?
All right, let's
this
start.
Is the most complicated game ever.
It's getting stories out of a celebrity,
oh,
which is what
man.
You try to do in an interview.
Sam, I am.
So by
Sam
getting
I
him
don't.
To admit,
I don't.
No, the premise.
I hate you guys so much.
I
right
love
now.
It.
No,
I
the
love
premise.
It.
I get the premise is great.
Hey, did you dip into my pain pill?
No, I didn't. No. I didn't.
All right, let's hear.
Go ahead,
do you want to play a game, Sam Smith?
Yes, please.
I know you're busy.
Oh, yeah, please.
We're going
to
play a game called Sam I Am or Sam I Don't.
Okay.
So I ask you the question, you say yeah or no, basically.
Okay, cool.
Yeah
that's
or no.
That's not even
version.
Saying Sam I Am or Sam I Don't.
Sam I Am or Sam I Don't.
So why'd you call it yeah or no?
I've gone skinny dipping or streaking.
Oh, do I say which one I've done?
But either one.
He doesn't even know
I'm Sam
do.
I Am. I've, yeah. I've skinny dipped.
Oh,
yeah.
He does.
That. Both?
What was the other one?
Skinny dipping or streaking?
Not streaking. Skinny dipping, I've done.
The good thing about skinny dipping is that you just jump in the water. Streaking, everybody sees the goodies.
Yeah, exactly. You can hide it immediately.
Sam I am or Sam I don't. Touch the squirrel.
He's going to repeat it.
Sam I don't.
They
scare me.
Stop the interview, Shannon. They scare you, Sam?
Dude,
can
you
people
have,
listen
you
to Sam Smith talking?
You have to know for a fact that if Kid Craddock were here right now, we would be, let's interview maybe stop. We would go in the next 30 minutes talking about Sam I am or Sam I
you
don't.
You want to talk about interviews now? Hold on. Let me play an interview from Big Al Mack.
No,
the interview
no, general.
Oh, you're going to flip it on me
hold
now.
On. One second.
Talking with Ellen G.
Oh, okay.
Okay, go back to the well 10 years.
Yeah, right?
Well, why don't you go do the interview? You
okay,
got so many good games.
What was the question again?
Sam I am or Sam I don't?
But what was the question we laughed over?
I don't know because you guys were laughing.
That's
I don't remember
t-shirt.
What I said.
We're going to go back again.
That's a t-shirt.
So.
Sam I am.
Okay, let's let it finish.
Sam I am or Sam I don't? Touched a squirrel.
Sam I don't. They scare me.
They scare you, Sam?
Yeah, I haven't touched them. Oh. They bite, you know.
I know they bite, but that's like my favorite animal in the world.
Have you touched one?
I have touched one in Disneyland.
Right, okay. There you go. It's in Disneyland.
Best moment of my life, and I have
it's a pet squirrel. I've only ever seen, like, wild squirrels.
Now, last question. Get starstruck?
Sam, I am, yeah.
Who'd you get starstruck over last?
Pretty much everyone. Last time I got starstruck would have been Sarah Jessica Parker in New York.
Oh, Carrie.
Yeah, Carrie.
Isn't it weird? She dresses so nice.
She's amazing. She's amazing.
Well, I know you're really busy. You got to go perform, Sam. I really appreciate you sitting down
thank
with
you.
Me. Buy his album, In the Lonely Hour. Because it's really good. Tell him it's good, Sam.
It's incredible.
It's damn good. Sam, thank you so much.
Thank
man.
You so much.
No, don't clap. You guys didn't like Sam I Am or Sam I Don't.
Entertaining.
Uh-huh.
I like the last question. You thought it was just so obvious what the name of the game was by then. You just asked
come
starstruck.
On.
Well, they were rapping me. That literally was...
Do you get starstruck? Sam I Am.
Yeah, he had it by then. He got it by then.
See, Sam Smith buys into the game.
Oh, man.
All right.
You guys get all interview judgy. Al, can I remind you, Jenna, can I remind you guys of Wiz Khalifa?
Are we going to group us together
chicken.
In that?
I took him chicken.
You were there with the crime.
I took him chicken. That's all I got to say.
So you took him chicken.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you could do.
What was the name of that game?
Wiz He Don't.
Hello.
Hey,
Big Al.
Chris Rock.
Oh, okay.
What's happening, my brother?
In the bus.
Before we talk movie, let me say this. I saw you on Oprah the other day, you and Bernie. You guys just seem like such homeboys. Are you guys really that tight?
Yeah, we tight, man.
Yeah? Did he,
This is the man judging my interview.
Hey, you know what? Great job.
No.
Interview, I don't.
No.
Interview well, I don't.
I thought Sam I Am, Sam I Don't was
Sam
a great
was
game.
Awesome.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Halloween's right around the corner.
Yeah, it is.
And if
2 weeks.
You're planning right, you already have your costume all set.
You got yours? You got your sailor suit all picked out?
No, I don't have mine yet.
It's tough if you're a parent because every little girl this year, if you're a parent of a little girl, it's tough. Wants to be Elsa.
Yeah.
Oh, or maybe your son wants you to be Elsa.
Or
and you're
I think
a guy.
Little kids sometimes change a lot too. Like they want to be this and then they want to be
Can't find Elsa anymore. It's really hard. And for me, you know, I am forced to dress up for Halloween because we do a TV show called Dish Nation. I'm not a huge, adult dressing up.
Yeah.
It's too much pressure to be creative.
Yeah.
Some people have some brilliant ideas, and it's really fun to see. I can't believe you came up with that. I know Jenna's got a really great idea we're not going to spoil because she wants to surprise
everybody.
But
I've tried to embrace it because it's my favorite holiday, and since we have to do it for TV, I was like, well, if I have to do it anyways, I'm going to do it and be creative.
Yeah.
But this means I need two. So I need one for work and one for Friday.
I just need one to get me through Dish Nation. That's my whole goal.
Okay.
So, logically, for me, I thought of this last year when we were trying to come up with ideas for the Dish Nation Halloween show.
Yeah.
That I was going to be what I am called every day anyway.
Uh-huh.
A cougar.
Oh, right.
That sounds right.
But there's two approaches to that, right?
I could have just
go animal cougar, literal.
Right, or really go over the top, sexy older woman trying to pick up young guys
you
at the bar.
You gotta be sexy cougar, yeah.
I decided to go with animal cougar because they have, and I went last, I thought I would do it last year, but I went to the costume store too late, waited to the last minute, they were completely sold out of my size. So this year I decided, since I had a little bit of time to kill yesterday before I picked up Emma Kelly from school, to swing by the pop-up Halloween store.
Okay.
That, you know, pops up in these abandoned spaces.
Yeah.
And there was one cougar costume left in my size.
Perfect.
That's great.
Perfect.
Kelly the Cougar.
And I had a 20% off coupon.
Even better.
I got in the mail.
Look at that.
When do you not have a 20% off coupon?
It's a dark day.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm a little bit embarrassed to buy this costume because I know it's inappropriate for me. It's a body stocking, basically.
Like a leotard almost?
Yes, with the tail hanging off the back, a little cat collar.
Full body suit.
It's a full body suit.
Oh, Kelly, it's hot.
I'm thinking.
Looking at Kid TV
now,
Kid TV.
I got the mommy makeover.
You know what?
I would love to be. Who wouldn't love to lose 10 or 15 pounds? But you know what? I'm not morbidly obese. I can pull it off, right?
Sure.
I'm gonna get the makeup artist to do my hair in the weave that day.
Yeah.
I'll do dramatic makeup and claws. So I'm a cougar, but it's a double meaning because I tend to date younger. I'm sorry.
So you're going to date cougar on cougar. Yeah.
I'm cougar on cougar.
Yay.
Come on.
So last night I'm going to surprise my daughter.
Come on, baby.
And try on the outfit for the first time. I just didn't have time until we got home.
I love it.
So I put it on, and that's when I realized, to my shock and horror, this is backless.
Oh.
What do you mean backless?
There's nothing? No back.
Oh, sexy.
And
well, so are you.
My back is not my best feature. Let's just be honest.
It's your legs.
Now, if you go online, this lovely lady is wearing, they have like one size fits all large.
Mm-hmm.
A large can fit from a size 8 to a size 12.
Because it's really stretchy, right?
It stretches.
Okay.
So if it can fit an 8, imagine me a size 12, the back stretches quite a bit.
So it's lower back. Okay.
So I come out.
It's perfect though, since you're a cougar, you can put a temporary tramp stamp on.
I could if I wanted to draw more attention to my back, which is not exactly toned. Let's just put it that way. So
instead
I
of
put
like
it
a,
on, and I come prancing out to show Emma Kelly.
Yeah.
And she literally looks up at me in that moment of, and then she just puts her hand on her forehead and starts shaking her head.
Oh, you're already embarrassing her.
She's embarrassed.
Oh, no.
And I said, but wait, Emma Kelly.
There's more.
And I turned around
or
and
less.
Showed her the back. And she was like, Mommy, I can see your back. But almost. It's that low.
Oh.
It's like,
almost
it's,
cracked.
It's pulling.
Well, why don't we just do some, you know, high-waisted black Spanx and a black tank top or tube top to make it black in the back.
What I think I'm going to do is just, I went and threw on my leather jacket over it. Uh-huh. So the tail is still sticking out underneath. Yeah, right? So that's kind of funny that the tail is sticking out.
I've always loved a tail on the costume.
Like, from the front, you look like you're wearing just a really trashy cougar unitard or whatever. But then the tail's sticking out.
Yeah.
So that's kind of funny. And I'll have the leather jacket on it with the ears.
Why don't you wear my black leather vest so then you can still see the cougar arms? And the leather vest
you'll
is pretty
my,
cougar.
You'll see my
crack is whack.
No, it's the same as leather
but
jacket.
My this is way too sexy for me to be wearing.
No,
but
like, it's not.
I'm not going to, like Emma Kelly, I said, darling, I'm not going to wear this to take you trick-or-treating. I think she was a little bit relieved by that.
I think it's only bad if you don't look good in it. You know what I mean? I feel like that's the thing, because I kind of feel the same way about my costume. It's like, how slutty can you be?
If it's backless, what do you do with your girls?
Well, the front, the front.
Yeah, that's how mine
covered,
is.
But
a bra, you mean, right?
Yeah. What do you do about a bra? Because you don't want things showing.
It's very tight.
Yeah,
so it kind of holds
like
you
a sports
in,
bra
almost
in
like
the front.
A sports bra.
Okay.
So I will probably shun underwear that day.
I got the perfect solution for you.
What?
BCSP.
What's that?
Butt crack soul patch.
Crack
Excuse
is
me?
Whack.
Just put your little soul
Wait,
patch right there in the
that low, is
in the vortex of that V.
The top of the crack.
No, I don't think you. If I sit down, perhaps. But if I stay in a standing upright position, I think I'll
what
be okay.
What about bending over to pick up pieces of candy off people's front porches?
But crack soul patch, I'm
We're
telling
have
you.
To be on crack patrol.
That's like a bad sitcom where you're single mom,
yeah.
Patrolling the new neighborhood with all the married couples, and you're the only single mom in the whole neighborhood, and you show up with your kid trick or treat wearing that.
I love it.
They're all gonna hate you.
Some
all
cougars
are gonna hate you.
I think some cougars have like a mane. So maybe if you put a mane like all the way down from
a
your neck,
mane,
it's a lion,
all the way down to your
a horse has a mane.
Just
a
go
lion
with
has a mane.
Oh, okay. No, maybe hold on. Let's go
Kelly,
back.
We could put extensions in your hair to make your hair so long that it covers most of your back.
The U.S. has a mane.
It's true.
Very true.
That's true. I could wear that kind of
yeah,
but
the
you
cool.
Could get like a wig, not a wig, but you know, a patch of hair, like a carpet, like right there.
Why would I want people to think I have a hairy back as opposed to
a
flat back?
Cougars have hair.
Not this cougar.
I think you can pull it off. I like the leather, just the leather jacket.
Did
over
your
it,
mom right? give instill in you this? Did she used to dress up like inappropriately for Halloween and embarrass you?
She didn't. No, she didn't. She
just
didn't.
Me, huh?
I was weird when I was little because, you know, I love such morbid things that I didn't really start embracing the sexy Halloween until college.
Yeah.
And now I'm trying to decide if it's time to let it go.
Yeah. I've never, ever done sexy Halloween.
Because for me, every year in the past, my Halloween costume has revolved around a leotard.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever it is, it's a leotard with
this.
Yeah.
And this year, mine is a leotard with a tail.
Yeah. Well, I think that's...
That's pretty much what every female, not every, but a majority of the female costumes are. They're leotards, and then you put on like something to make you a candy striper with a leotard on, or this, or you know,
anything.
Everything is pretty much that's the base.
I don't know if
of the female costume because it's sexy. This or
horse I was sexy pug last year.
I was truly, you know, here comes the parent. Here me being all judgy, and I'm looking like a tramp in front of my kid. The sexy children costumes are really disturbing.
What sexy children costumes?
They have sexy children's costumes. They're very fitted. They have like superhero, but
cropped.
They're like bustiers for kids.
Like Wonder Woman? But she had a bustier.
But still,
but
on
for a child,
kid.
you can give a Wonder Woman costume without a bustier.
Yeah.
It can be the idea of Wonder
Looks
Woman.
For all the ones with baby
Real
boob jobs.
Sexy, I mean... It's really shocking what they have for children.
The products.
But they wouldn't be making it if parents weren't buying it for
their
kids.
Did someone make baby Spanx?
I didn't look in the baby section. I should.
Oh, I said someone's going to make baby Spanx.
So anyway.
So
I think you go with it. I think you go with it.
Yeah, you might as well go with it,
Kelly. Because my plan is, like, I'm going to see how good I can get myself to look until then. And then it's like a game time decision between like the exercise and the spray tan and how do I look? All right, then I might just have to layer it.
And like, I should think like you. I should start working out. Like today, Big Al, because he was so excited that he didn't get to eat yesterday morning, he brought in bags of biscuits and I'm just diving right in. And Jenna's like, Al's like, don't you want a biscuit, Jenna? No, I'm on the Halloween diet. I'm like, oh crap, I should have thought of that as I'm shoving biscuit in my face.
That's what you put back there, a biscuit.
Biscuit back.
Biscuit back there. It'll be fine. You're not going to take it back, are you?
I look great. I'm excited.
No, I've already tried it on. I'm not taking it back. You know how hard it is for me to decide to be anything in the first place?
And to take it back after using a coupon?
Kelly, you're going
to
have to wear...
We should take calls. What should Kelly put at the crack of her...
I'm not putting anything on the crack
Kelly,
of my
Kelly, if I show you a photo of mine, it'll make you feel a lot better.
Yeah. Hashtag Kelly Crack.
Yeah.
No, what's your, what's hashtag your, what's your, in
what's
my crack.
What should Kelly put it at the top of her
Kelly, cheek? Kelly Crack's the new side boob.
Right.
Oh,
yeah.
Gosh. If I had a pretty back, I would completely go backless. But it's just not pretty.
You could advertise by Kelly's
Kelly. Kelly! I am so advertising the bar right there on the... Oh, Matt.
Yeah. Oh, on her lower back? Well, at Trick or Treat? What are you talking about?
That's advertising. That's
I'm
valuable
that
advertising space.
Public.
The mat right
I'm
by the crack.
I'm only wearing that for TV purposes.
Kid Craddock in the Morning logo.
Yeah.
Oh, just throwing it out there.
We're going to crack this case, Kelly.
Okay.
Fix it for you.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
Tender love. Love me tender, love me sweet.
Little Elvis for you.
Cause you're my tenderoni.
Yeah, tenderoni. Cause you're my tenderoni. Welcome to Tinder Tuesday. This is where we like to dive deep into the world of Tinder. Because Kelly and Jenna have been kind of playing around with it. Kelly, you've quit a couple times.
I'm still not on.
Are you back, you're not back on?
I don't know.
Kelly,
I just
did
feel
it.
Bad.
You found a guy and then you quit it.
I freaked out. And I feel bad swiping left all the time because I'm not really getting to know the person and just rejecting them on one bad selfie.
You do
I got
that every
you.
Day.
I understand that. Mm-hmm. Jenna, you still dip your toe in there once in a while.
I have the app, if that's what you mean.
Right,
but
that's what I meant.
I kind of felt the same.
You feel bad. It's like...
You shouldn't feel bad.
Somebody's swiping left like that on me. And it,
you
I
walk
know.
Past people
it's
all the time.
Fine.
You don't give them a second
it's
look.
Just like...
So.
Great analogy, Al.
No, it's not a great analogy.
Yeah.
Because those people aren't putting themselves up for potential hookups.
Of course you are.
Oh, yeah, every guy wants
leaving your house as a potential.
Yeah, every guy
Kelly,
wants a potential
guy,
hookup.
Yeah, that's what guys say when they look at you. They either think I like
yes
her like
or no.
that. Or, yeah, yes or no.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. A guy's walking by you.
Yeah, he's doing the same thing.
Married, happily married, single, every guy
right.
says it. They think yes or no.
He'll always go, he swipes left or right as he's walking by.
Getting
JC?
Gas. We're getting gas.
What?
Swiping left or right.
If you saw me and you were single,
uh-huh.
let's pretend I'm wearing makeup and stuff.
Yeah.
Would it be JC I am or JC I don't?
Swiping, no swiping.
I would probably swipe. I'd swipe right. I'd probably get after it.
I'd go.
Yes?
Would you go for more info?
Oh, I'd go for more info.
Yeah.
Look at a couple more pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And then
I'd Google.
Yeah, and then I'd Google
background
Kelly.
Check,
and then I'd be like, "She's on the radio. I don't want anything to do with it."
And I hate to be okay. We're really tough because people tell us all the time, "Do online dating." We're in a tough spot because we're on the radio, and you don't know if somebody's really wanting to date you to get to know you as a person, or because oh my god, I've listened to you for 5 years. I'm such a fan.
Like on Tinder, when my fan page is one of your interests, I'm like, well, that should be a good thing.
Honestly,
but then again, it's like,
I don't care.
I don't care.
You want somebody to be there for the right reasons, not just because they've grown up listening to you. I used to listen to you in the car with my mom. I'm like, oh,
then they have expectations.
Even better.
See, that's crazy.
You're going to be something that they build you up to be when they listen every day.
There's one thing to be on Tinder and you're swiping left and right, and then you see Kelly and Jenna. You know, that's cool. You know, it's something you're excited to see.
Right.
But then sometimes you're on Tinder and you come across something that does not excite you. In fact, it probably angers you.
Angers you.
And that's what happened with Rebecca.
Uh-oh.
Rebecca?
Hi.
You had a horrible Tinder experience involving one of your really, really good friends.
Yeah, I did, and I don't know what to do about it.
Okay.
What happened?
We're here to help.
Okay, I was on Tinder the other night, and I came across one of my best friend's husbands on Tinder. And I don't know what to do. I don't know if I should tell her or if this is a thing they do that I have no business in.
Did you swipe left or right?
Yeah, first, did you swipe left or right?
I just kind of turned off the phone.
Tell us about his photos. Was she in, you know, because I have married friends that are on it for fun and they both know and they would never do anything, but it was just to get the app. But they're like, he's in one of her pictures kind of
thing.
Right. Was he trying to advertise himself as very single in the photos?
He never said single, but the photos didn't have her in it.
So
I even noticed one of them was like cropped. And I know that photo.
He cropped.
Oh, no. So he basically created a because you have to sign on to Facebook, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought you did, but apparently you don't.
Okay.
Because it links to my Facebook.
You can
page.
Edit what, you log in that way, but it doesn't necessarily
that's
show
up. Here's a situation.
How close of a friend is this?
One of my really good ones.
Okay.
Obviously, you didn't screenshot it.
That's exactly what I would do. First, if it's my best girlfriend, screenshot text message.
Right.
Say, what the heck is up with this?
Rebecca, what would you want done if you were in your friend's position and she found your husband on Tinder? What would you want done?
I would probably want her to tell me. Okay. But then again, I'm worried that this is something they do as a couple.
Well, it might not be that they... But look, you're looking at it that they're literally using it to hook up. It might be just like Jenna's friends. They do it because it's funny.
Yeah.
They like seeing who's on there and just kind of messing with people, and they don't actually follow through.
If you're doing that, you don't crop your wife out, though.
I would look at it like... If you're going to approach your friend, I would approach her from the position of, I think you and your husband are doing this as a joke. Look how funny it is. And not in an accusatory tone.
But you need to have the evidence. If you don't have the actual screenshot, all he's going to do is say no, no, no.
And then you know there's trouble if he
denies it. Are you close with him at all?
I am, but not like, if they weren't dating, I probably wouldn't know him.
Okay.
Yeah, but like close enough that you have his phone number that you could text him and be like, is this a joke? Put it on him to tell her.
I feel like he would make an excuse.
He probably would.
Guys do.
Well, that's what he's going to do.
He's a guy.
I mean, you could put the ball on his court and say, hey, I saw you on Tinder. I'm really good friends with her, but I'll let you be the stand-up guy and go take care of this yourself.
No, see, now that's coming at from
it. Because then she's out of it. You don't want... Cause it's
but then you're
so
coming
difficult.
As an accusatory thing. If you come in at lighthearted, like... Pretend it's like Jenna's friends who both do it. They're both in on the joke.
Right.
If you approach it from that way, say, oh my gosh. Yeah.
But
your husband's on Tinder. What are y'all doing?
But Jenna's
jokingly.
Friends, Jenna's friends have pictures of them in their wedding.
No, not necessarily.
Like one of them has her wedding dress on, which is funny.
Yeah, but.
Well, if you want to catch him or see if he's able to get caught.
Swipe right.
No, well, not as yourself, though.
No.
You need to create another profile or something, see if you can hunt him down that way and see if he'll actually, you know, correspond with you. If you want to catch him.
I like the Kelly approach. I think I'd just screenshot it instead of being accusatory, just be like, because that's what I did to my girlfriend. I used to get pictures of her sent to me from guy friends.
What's this about?
It was like, your married girlfriend's on Tinder. I'm like, oh, yeah, it's a joke. You know, they've openly talked about it. And maybe that's the case. So I would just shoot her the text message and be like, you guys are ridiculous. Are you on Tinder too? Do I need to be on Tinder? That kind of thing.
And that way then you're saving her the embarrassment. Like, she can play it off if she is truly embarrassed. But like, yeah, ha, ha, ha. And then she can go home and rip his head off.
Yeah.
You're giving her an out by letting her think that you think it's a joke.
Right. That's true.
Yeah. I worry.
I know you do.
Yeah, because you know what Tinder was set up for. It was originally set up as a let's hook up right now for meaningless relations, right? That's the way it was originally intended, right?
I think.
And now people are looking at it as an alternative to other dating websites.
I mean, some action is better than inaction, because if she finds out this conversation, I would be upset if I was your friend and you waited a really long time before saying anything.
Yeah. He didn't put that he was single in his profile or anything, but he also didn't say that he was married.
Right.
So is she on Tinder?
I have no clue. I think that's just something we haven't talked about yet.
Yeah, just
maybe I can bring that up in a conversation.
Yes.
Yeah,
exactly.
Ask her if she's on there.
Because then maybe she'd volunteer the information.
Yeah, if she's on there, she'll probably say whether he's on there or not.
Yeah, we're just messing around, having fun.
Yeah. Or how he feels about it.
Yeah.
Oh, this is so tough.
No.
This
are you
is
on
tough.
Tinder?
Am I? No.
You want to be?
No.
Just for fun, out of curiosity?
A curiosity, yeah.
See?
But just to see, like, what it's
just
like.
Just to see what it's like. And so maybe if he was...
But I would full-on tell my wife.
But if Tinder came out way before you got married, you know, after you got married, so you missed out on the fun,
right.
You just be curious and want to kind of see what it was about.
Yeah, I'm curious about it, but I live vicariously through you guys, since you guys get to do it.
Yeah, look how much I use it.
Or I go to the back room and I'm with the production guys and I help them swipe.
Well,
you're living vicariously through me.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.